Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers. David is feeling a little under the weather. He has a sore throat and is suffering from migraines. He has visited Minerva to see if there's anything she can do to help.
Your blood pressure is so high, I'm surprised your eyes haven't been fired out of your head. You're stressed out, David. Your throat is torn to shreds. It's too much shouting, you need to relax. Take this book of relaxation and no more shouting.
I feel fantastic. Okay, I suppose it's worth a try. What, no mugs?
I'm sorry, David, it's for your own good.
How about teacups?
No tea.
Pens! Paper! Paperweights!
No, David! Now, don't make me get the stress collar.
What, not even a biscuit?
Look, I want you to keep calm no matter what happens for at least a week. Then we'll see how much you've improved. If not, we're going to have to look for more drastic treatments.
It is G1 racing week at Barnard Star. Every year, the galaxy's best ship racing teams arrive at Barnard Station to compete in one of the oldest races in the G1 calendar. Thousands of tourists turn up to watch the event, and every employee on the station is expected to be on their best behaviour.
Bloody G1. A bunch of space hippies and a boy racers going round and round. I'd rather watch Sean's impression of a Coriolis. And no, that's not an invitation, Sean. I don't see what you get out of G1. Now, rough ball, there's a sport you can get into.
Well, if you want rough balls, Tara.
Asp, R49, you're very faint. I don't think you need to request docking control yet. According to our scanners, you're still in the Sol system. What? That's the back of the queue? Seriously?
Popular event this year.
Eagle Q83, you have priority clearance.
Yeah, we have a list of private ships and VIPs. See, that's the secret. And at least get your ship on one of the lists.
Eagle Q83, I'm sorry there isn't room in the station for your own pad. You'll have to share. I don't care if you are David Wells.
He should be glad he's parked inside the station. I had to park my micro-asp on the other side of Birmingham World this morning. 2 fucking hours I had to wait for the shuttle. David Broman launched an escape pod. That caused a lot of chaos. He said something about it being faster and more comfortable than the shuttle.
I thought David had his own chauffeur and private dolphin class.
He does. Well, did. He's been looking for a new driver for a while after the last one was diagnosed with traumatic stress syndrome. Every time you show him a mug, he dived under the table screaming, U-turn! U-turn! Last I heard, he'd become a monk in the Van Manen star system.
Isn't that a silent order? Strange set they are.
No chance of you ever joining then, Sean. You're like a pirate. The only time you shut up is when there's a cover over your head. Anyway, my shift is over. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Viper W596. You have been cleared. Proceed to Temp Bay 140299. What? No, I can't send you directions. Just follow the ship in front of you.
The constructors are starting to arrive, and Richard and Sean are in docking control. The G1 teams all use huge Panther clippers, large enough to hold everything they need for the whole week, so there are lots of nerves on both sides of the docking process.
This is the bit I hate about this weekend. We have 10 teams to dock in total, and if anything happens to any of those ships, there's a huge insurance cost to the station. David has already given me a briefing this morning. I can't repeat what he said, but I think everybody got the point.
Panther Clipper, G103, you're clear to approach.
Oh look, it's the Ride My Arse team.
Maintain current course, you're looking really good. And you're lined up. Straight in now.
It's really nice to have some pilots who know what they're doing. Mind you, they do this every week, and some stations are smaller than ours.
Von, dim my balls. Nice and easy now. Yes, could you line up behind Ride My Ass team? Bioness, you're drooping slightly. Thrust up 11 degrees. That's perfect.
Oh, who's that knobhead?
Cobra, K714, you're violating docking restrictions. Please return to your pad.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Richard, look up K714 for me, please.
K714. That's, hang on. Commander Crash.
Cobra K714, Commander Crash, you do not have takeoff clearance. Repeat, you do not have takeoff clearance. Please return to your docking bay.
What the hell's he doing? Looks like he's posing for a picture or something.
And who's that he's talking to? I can see inside his ship from the station security monitors. He's chatting away to someone. Obviously it's not us.
Myanus Panther P101, please hold position. We've got a loose flyer in the station.
Look at him, he's flying around inside like he's a formal Hawk Firefly.
We could try swatting him with the station defences.
We'd risk shooting my anus. Besides, David specifically said there'd be no weapons. It's G1 mandate inside stations after that incident in Akinar. You remember? Harry Feltersnatch needed 2 points to win the championship, and the Imperials did it by shooting all the other ships down.
Oh yeah, I remember. David threw a table through his office window when he found out the bookies refused to refund any money.
Oh, what's that knobhead doing now? He's thrusting up and down more times than ball banger on fast forward.
Commander Crash, this is your final warning. Please return to your pad.
Don't mention ball banger. Or Jack's off a lot. And I never want to see pizza again as long as I live.
Yeah, I heard about your little misadventure.
Commander Crash, K714, please keep well away from my anus. No. Oh, please, no.
Everyone down!
Get the alarm! Okay, which one of us is telling David the air tower needs reglazing? And that there's 2,000 tons of hot molten crap from my anus all over the docking port?
Do we have to? Oh, I'll do it. David Brubin to docking control. David Brubin to docking control. Blimey, Charlie, did you see that Cobra disintegrate? Lucky that bastard had an escape pod.
Let's see if he feels lucky when Hans and David get hold of him.
Lou brush to the docking port. Lou brush to the docking port. My anus has exploded all over the docking port, requesting a full, extensive cleanup.
Okay, what just happened out there? Richard! Sean! Here I was eating my crunchy curry earlier, and the next thing I know, I'm thrown over my desk with a spoon in my ear. Now perhaps there was a rational explanation for this?
There's been a little bit of an accident, sir. Cobra took off without authorization.
Okay. Now, does anyone remember this morning's briefing? The one I gave with the picture presentation of what would happen if there were any violations or accidents today?
Remember? I think it scarred me for life.
So, do we have any idea who is responsible for all this mess?
It looks like a Commander Koresh. We have him on tape.
And do we have Commander Koresh locked up in chains with a mug up each nostril?
I dispatched Hans and Lou Brush.
Richard, is that my anus spread 100 feet high over the docking bay?
It's their team ship. Okay, yes, that is my anus. Jenny Talia was injured during the accident too.
Oh, this day just gets better and better. I bet this year's entire sewage removal money on my anus. Michelle, Get me Minerva. I want a full update on my genitalia.
Yes, Your Eminence. Right away, Your Unsurpassableness.
Hans Sup and Lou Brochet have both received conflicting information from David. Hans has been told the investigation into the crash is of utmost importance, whereas Lou Brochet has been informed that the cleanup of the docking bay takes priority over everything. This has led to tensions between the two parties running high.
Okay, everybody, spread out. I want you to find as much of my anus as you can. Every little bit of evidence is crucial. What are you doing, man? You put that back! Oh, look. It's the Tommies.
Oh, I say, chaps. It's our resident Jerry Dictator Hans. One has to get this jollop of my anus cleaned up, so get your Jerrys out.
This ship is prime evidence. We have to search all of the wreckage. David wants to know what happened here. So, Tommies, out. I don't want your dirty little hands anywhere near my ship. I don't want to be fondling any Tommies today.
Listen, Bosch, it's pretty darn obvious what happened. Old Cobra here was jolling his beer level. Air traffic tried to get a boomerang back to the pad. Bandig ignored the fairies and had to bang out when his kite went for a burn, leaving this jollop of my anus all over them.
What are you talking about?
I swear you're a penguin, old bean. You know, no wings.
Whatever, Tommy. You keep your hands off my evidence, or I will shove your broom up your jollop.
Steady on, old chap. If it's war you want, tally-ho.
I want a car detail post at every corner. If it moves, I want it investigated. If it moves again, shoot it. I'm not having them Tommies getting near my ship, and nobody moves unless I say, jawohl.
Okay, boys, we won't let Jerry beat us here. Roger, old chap, I want you to draw up a plan. Jerry here doesn't stand a chance.
Right away, old chap.
Meanwhile, the G1 pilots who were involved in the crash are being looked after by Minerva. Jenny Taylor is the current leader of the G1 standings and was expected to record an easy win at Barnard's Star. Jenny is pretty beat up and may not be able to start the race.
Hello? Anyone around? Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, dear. You woke up finally. Stay still. Stay still. We have both your legs splintered together. You took quite a wallop in the accident, dearest.
Oh, my goodness. My legs. But if I don't race, Falk, Dix and Daly will all go ahead of me in the championship. I must race.
Well, I'll see what I can do. But I can't make no promises.
In a small office just off the docking bay floor, Lou Brochet has rounded his team up for a daily briefing. He is discussing how the maintenance team plan to clean up the Panther Clipper, which crashed earlier on.
Okay, Hans has troop-posted here, here, and here. The wreckage is in this area, right here. We need to clean it up, remove the wreckage and dump it out of the airlock without alerting Jerry. Roger, what have you got?
Shouldn't take long, old bean, but Jelly's no clot. We're having trouble shifting the wreckage out in our onesies. We need a spoof to take his attention, old bean.
Good work, lads. We'll set up a distraction. Who's the most imperial one looking here?
Oh, that'll be Reg, old chap. He often plays Duval on our productions. Whatto.
Hans is notorious for hating the Imperials. Damn right, two chaps. At least that's one thing we agree on. But we can use it to our advantage here. The rest of you, I want you to sew up your onesies. We need to shift as much of this jollop as we can.
Okay, old bean, I'm ready. What do you want me to do?
I want you to creep up on Hans. I want him to think that we're coming from the front. Make it obvious that you're in disguise, and he'll think we're incompetent.
Good plan, old chap. Cooey, Hans!
Ha! Look at the pathetic Tommies. You can't fool me. Gods, what's that Tommy Imperial?
Okay, boys, everyone round the back. Roger, start removing the jollop and pass them out here, old chap. Nice work on the tunnel. We'll have this clipper cleaned up in no time.
Hans has rigged up a spotlight in the docking bay, and the security dogs are out. Security teams march around the wreckage, which to Hans' annoyance, seems to be disappearing.
I swear this wreckage was much larger last time we were here. Guards, we need to secure this area. Maximum security. And keep watching for the Tommies. They are up to something. I want to know what it is.
Okay, Jerry Hands has set up a full detail around the wreckage. There are guards posted at every corner, as well as on top. We've thrown the scent of the dogs off for now with this Chango Chow Meow. No dog can resist it.
Okay, we've got 10 onesies full of scrap metal. I want you to use your maintenance trolleys to strategically place them until we can get them out of the airlock.
May Swallow is on her way to work at McThargoid's. Still upset from last night's date, she puts a brave face on things. On her way to work, she meets Jack Sofalot.
She should be coming in to view... Ah, there she is now. Hey, Aunt May, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, hello, Jack, darling. How are you? Just on my way to work.
Yeah, much better for seeing you, lass. Actually, I wanted to catch up with you.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I got these tickets for the G1, for me and my brother Ivan. Well, he can't make it, so I'm thinking, would you like to come along instead?
I've never been to the G1 before. I don't know anything about it.
The grandstand seats me. They'll be treated like a VIP for the day.
Oh, go on then. Well, it'll be nice to forget about last night. All I've been able to think about is that Tara girl.
Well then, I'll pick you up around noon tomorrow. Ah! Wash your feet, mate. There's a onesie full of summit.
Lou's team are moving most of the rubbish off the docking floor, much to the annoyance of Hans and his team, who have no idea how they are cleaning up the mess.
Where is the wreckage going, number two? We must secure this vessel and its content for the Fatherland. But you can't do that. You are a failure, number two.
But Hans, I swear I haven't seen anything, Watto.
I think you are working with the Tommies. You have been relieved of the duty. I have a feeling we won't be seeing you around here for a while. Send in number three.
Okay, chaps. Looks like Jerry is changing things at the top. Roger has infiltrated their porter cabin. He's liberated these sandwiches and this thermos. It won't be long before they're both hungry and thirsty.
Cheese and sauerkraut flavour. And a nice thermos of chamomile tea.
Great work, old bean. Now we've managed to move around 1,000 tons of this Mianus through the tunnel and out of the docking bay. But there's still half of the jollop remaining, and Jerry has the airlock surrounded.
And we have some problems. Our onesie toots can't take any more. They're splitting at the seams. Too many sharp objects, old bean. And the tunnel is getting close to the surface of the rubble. 200 more tons, we're operating in daylight.
We must have our distraction. Reg, how's the spoof going?
Almost there. Okay, you sure we need to use Commander Koresh like this?
It's for the good of the operation. He'll be safe for now. Just make it look like security found the pod, O'Bean.
Hands up to the security office. Hands up to the security office.
Hans has been called away. The security team have located Commander Crash's escape pod, and he has been hauled in for questioning. Hans Sup, clearly annoyed with being called away from his previous operation, takes command.
What is your name?
Greetings, Commanders. I'm Commander Crash. Is that light really necessary? It's hurting my eyes.
Quiet! I ask the questions around here. What do you do?
You don't know? Well, I'm famous in many systems. I test ships, I'm a TV personality, I record my adventures for the public. I have streams all over Galnet.
Are you wearing the makeup?
Well, my face is too shiny for TV.
Ah, yes. You are that top sweat, aren't you? Are you working for the Tommies in the cargo bay?
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ah, stubborn. Very well. We have many ways of making you talk, Commander Kerarch. Bring forth the metal mercs and the jump leads.
You can't do that. It's against the All Empire Agreement 19333-84/F.
Then tell me what I want to know. Are you working with the Tommies?
No, I have no idea what you're going on about.
Still playing hardballs, then. Michel? Turn on the live radio.
Yes, the radio.
Turn it off! No! I can't take this! Please, make it stop! I'll tell you everything!
So, Commander Kerarsh, did you crash into the ship?
Yes.
Michel, are you getting all this?
Yes.
We are going to show you the footage, and you will tell me what happened.
That's me! You could have filmed my better side. Oh, look, you can see me pressing the landing gear, and I'm talking to the producer.
Shut up! You babble on like the John Stapler. Tell me about the accident.
Yes, the accident.
I didn't mean to crash today. I'm sorry about what happened at the docking port, but I have an audience to please and ratings to keep up.
You completely destroyed a better clipper. You left debris all over the docking port, and my anus you've wrecked them. You flyboys will never get away with this. I know you are working with the dummies. Achtung! Sir, he won't confess. I have tried everything.
Well, well, well. Commander Kerarsh. I don't believe we've met before, have we? Well, greetings, Commander. Now, I would like you to tell me why I have a panther clipper, a cobra, and the entire contents of my anus lying destroyed in the docking bay.
I was explaining to my viewers how the landing gear needs to make more of a sound, so I took off to show them. I'm sorry, I forgot to request clearance. It slipped my mind.
Slipped your mind? Why, you little shit? Do you have any idea how much it will cost to replace my anus? The clipper alone is worth 25 million, not to mention the damage done to my favorite genitalia. Hans, I think this one needs a little more persuasion. A monk should do the trick!
Wait, no! I'm sure your medical staff can handle Jenny, and I'm sure all the G1 racing teams are insured. I'm sure we can put this all behind us as a bad day for everyone.
Okay, David. Remember what Minerva said about chatting. What does the book say? Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Well, that's useful. Think mug, say mug, use mug on Kerarsh.
I'm sure that's not what the quote means, sir.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. First, I'm going to revoke your license under the federal law for violating docking procedure. Then you're going to see misdemeanor for a refresher class. And your permission to stream inside my station, gone! I think that's fair, Mr. Kerarsh!
Yeah, for you, Sammy, the streams are over.
You can't do that. But what about my viewers? My TV career? My followers? I have live stream tonight. People are expecting me to show them my asp. If I don't show them my asp, there'll be trouble.
Trouble, f***ing trouble!
Put me down!
I don't like people who faff about in my station. I don't like f***ing twatchers, especially ones who ruin my genitalia.
Ouch!
Hans, escort this pleb to Mr. Mina. And if he tries to leave before he's completed the course, shoot him. Now, I must get back to my stress exercises.
With pleasure, sir. This dummy will get what is coming to him.
I'm a galaxy-famous personality. You can't shoot me. That's illegal.
So he's f***ing taking off without clearance. I call it late use of lethal force. Now get out of my f***ing sight.
Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.